Tim out rushed me this game. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Can you get him this game?
You know, that's the whole plan. I'm going to get him this game, you know. Shout out to Broderick Bunkley. You know, what's up, baby? You know, but, nah, he actually did a good job. He kept us in the game because I really wasn't getting nothing going. But, you know, you got to give hats off to the Bears. They played a great, great defensive game.
Did they pitch back to the running back? Can you out-throw him then?
Nah, no, I'm gonna stay in my lane. That's running the ball. You know, I can't throw. I'm faster than him. If you wanna know that, I'm faster than him.
You enjoying this? Is this fun? This hype? I mean, it's crazy right now.
I mean, it's cool. You know, I'm kind of laid back. You know, I'm not. I'm camera shy, but you know, I'm forced to talk to you guys because you know you put it right in my face and all. But you know, I'm gonna make the best of it.
More cameras than usual in your face.
Nah, you know, this is what I'm probably used to. I'm like off season. This is how it is when you come to my house. It's cameras all over the place.
I'm not even going to ask about that.
I'm just saying.
Obviously, the strongest side of the Patriots defense is what they do against the run. Talk about what opportunities you feel like you've had because you've been on a tear with 6 100-yard games. Do you feel like you'll still be able to accomplish that against the Patriots?
I mean, you know, I really don't think about the 100-yard games. I just go out there and try to produce. You know, that's my whole mentality as far as getting ready to prepare for the game. You know, just try to make plays for the offense. And that's how I've been approaching since I've been starting, and that's how I'm going to do it till my days are over with.
How much of this Patriots defense, everyone talks about all their last and week against the pass total, what have you, but how much of that has to do with the fact that they might be under less pressure because their offense is already up by so much?
I think it has a lot to do with under less pressure, but, you know, they got a great coach as far as Coach Belichick, and, you know, he's going to have those guys well prepared for whatever we're going to bring to the table. And, you know, they get paid just like we get paid, so it didn't matter what their rank on offense or defense, you know, they're still going to go out and play.
How does the way Tim Tebow is winning games in your mind compare to how Tom Brady does it?
I really haven't watched the way Tom Brady wins games. I can only watch the way Tim Tebow wins games.
Mm-hmm. But you are you know, NFL player. I'm sure you're quite aware of what he's done in this game.
I don't hear about it. I don't watch ESPN or anything like that. So I just hear about it.
Oh, okay. I'll let you go with that.
Tim even joked the other day that maybe he has to get to the stadium earlier to kind of figure out why you guys can't get moving until, you know, the fourth quarter when the chips are down. But when you're playing a team like New England and the kind of points that they put up, do you feel like this is a game you can't afford to start slow again?
Well, I always say we don't need to start slow whatever game we're playing, you know, but for some strange reason, we always come out starting slow and sluggish, and then come the second half, we tend to pick it up. But, you know, hopefully that can change this week. You know, that's something the coach has been stressing. We need to start fast. You know, I love to get out early on the team and, you know, rest, let some other guys play. But, you know, it doesn't work like that. So I just roll with the punches.
Coach Fox was saying that, you know, part of it is that, you know, because defenses, you don't really know how they're going to approach you week to week because you're doing some unusual things, that it's a feeling out process early in the game, and maybe that contributes a little bit. But how do you get through that and get those starts? I mean, what do you think you need to do to get moving a little bit?
Actually, I think Coach Fox is right because, you know, there's certain times when we're starting out, you can't really get a finger on how to handling us until, you know, second half. And I tell my coach, okay, I figured out what I need to do, you know, this and that, and he was like, okay, let's do it. And then we get the train to move.
Maybe you need to go up to him in the second quarter and say, I figured it out.
Well, you know, like, we get different things, so, you know, it's not like you say, we come with the same game plan. It's just everybody, they make adjustments, and we make adjustments just later on in the game.
You said coaches were stressing that in practice. What, you just came off the field. What were you doing specifically in practice to try to,
They weren't stressing in practice, but, you know, it's something we always talk about in meetings as far as we need to start fast. Don't, you know, try to start on the level our defense starts on. You know, defense starts out on fire. We don't start on fire. We always come out, you know. But that's something we need to work on, period, as a unit, as a whole team. And I think we're stressing that right now.
We knew that last week was going to be a knockdown, drag-em-out game with that defense. What can we anticipate this week?
I don't know what you can anticipate this week. You know, I'm just like you guys. I sit in the trenches and wait until game time. Until game time, I won't know until actually I get the first play.
Well, is there a feeling you guys are going to have to score more this week? That 13 or 16 probably is not going to be enough against the Patriots.
I think we need to score a lot all the time, but, you know, it's the NFL. It doesn't work like that. You know, they got a good defense. We have good defenses. So, you know, it can go either kind of way. 1 minute we can score, 1 minute we can't. So I can't say on that.
But with their offense and the way they put up points, chances are, you know, if it's not an unusual game, you got to score.
Can't say that because with our defense, the way they're shutting down points, so it can go either way.
obviously your confidence comes when you're not down by as many points, but if you are for some reason in that situation, do you feel like the team would have the same confidence if for some reason they got two or three touchdowns on you coming into the fourth quarter, T-Bosin? Broncos time.
You know, I think, you know, we don't want to be in that situation where we're down three touchdowns. But, you know, with the attitude everybody has around here, I'm pretty sure if we're down, I know somebody's going to make a play on offense and defense, and that's going to turn the game around.